It's the wrestling podcast that no one has referred to as anything. That's right, it's Benjamin Raven with thecurtainnerds.com, and welcome to That's So Braven, which is somehow not only a thing, but has a weekly set time now. That's right, look for this on Thursdays, except for pay-per-view weeks for wrestling, because this is pretty much going to be a wrestling show. Let's get with it. You know what? I just talked for 2.5 hours with Austin, runner of the Geekiverse. We talked wrestling for 2.5 hours. It's 10:50 on a Thursday night. You know what? I got a little steam left in me. We got a solid 15, 20 minutes left. We got some stuff going on. Fastlane is coming up. SmackDown's in flux right now. We're all over the place. I haven't read a comic book in 3 weeks. I apologize. I'm going to get back to normal soon on thecourtofnerds.com, reviewing comic books and doing more than just the wrestling stuff. Work's been crazy. I've been sick. Enough of that sap story. Let's get into the good stuff. Well, let's get into the stuff. Excuse me. Sorry. Let's talk about Raw a little bit. We got Fastlane coming up in 2 weeks. Goldberg will face Kevin Owens for the WWE Universal title. Goldberg is going to win this championship. Sorry about that awkward pause there because I didn't know what to say. Goldberg is going to win this championship. Anybody coming up with other possible results is just trying to find something to tell themselves that maybe Goldberg, a 50-year-old man, isn't going to win the championship. He's going to win the championship. It's going to be Brock Lesnar. It's going to be Goldberg. It's going to be for the Universal title at WrestleMania. That's happening. Kevin Owens, he turned on Chris Jericho during the celebration of friendship. It's a pretty special moment. You know, a lot of people might have seen it coming. A lot of people might not have seen it coming. I was taken off by it. I felt like it was a forced storyline just to make Goldberg Kevin Owens' focus for a couple of weeks. Which, whatever, if WWE feels the need to put the championship on a 50-year-old man to defend it against an almost 40-year-old man, then that's their prerogative. Goldberg and Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania does not need the championship, but nonetheless, it's going to be for the championship. I'm almost surely convinced of that. After talking with the Geekiverse, look for those episodes rolling out in the next week or so. Today is Thursday, February 23rd. You're welcome, Greg. I remembered to say that. And, yeah, Fastlane. It's in 2 weeks. Goldberg, Kevin Owens, whatever. You got Braun Strowman and Roman Reigns. I'm actually interested in this. Braun Strowman needs to win this match. He doesn't need it, but he should win it. You got Enzo and Big Cass taking on Gallows and Anderson for the Tag Team Championships. Gallows and Anderson are winning this match. I mean, it's obvious that they have no idea what they're doing with the tag team division since the New Day's lost the belt. New Day's hosting WrestleMania, so they're probably not even going to be involved in the tag team championship match for the next month or so. So, whatever on that front. I'm not trying to crap on Fastlane. I'm just saying that, to me, I feel like I already know what's going to happen, you know? I don't see Goldberg losing to Kevin Owens. I don't see Gallows and Anderson losing to Enzo and Cass. I don't see Roman Reigns winning. I don't see him losing clean to Braun Strowman. I do see Braun Strowman winning. I don't see Neville losing to Jack Gallagher. Charlotte is going to win the match against Bayley for the WWE Raw Women's Championship, but she is not going to win the title. There will be a disqualification, excuse me. There will be a countout. Bayley will keep the belt. She will not win the match. It's the pay-per-view before WrestleMania, folks. Don't buy too much into this. This pay-per-view is meant to end things, fill time, and just time filler. This is a time filler show, besides the Goldberg getting the championship match. That's going to go down in history as a special moment. 50-year-old man beats an up-and-coming star for some reason. I don't know. You tell me how that makes sense. Whatever. Oh, crap. What else do we got? Excuse me. Got ahead of myself there. That was it. That's all that's been announced so far. I'm sure they'll add a match or two, one to the pre-show, another to the main card for Fastlane. That is set from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. That's going to be coming March 5th, 2017. Yeah, whatever. You know, there's a good chance that it's a quality card match-wise, but storyline-wise, I wouldn't wipe my butt with that script. Sorry to be so vulgar. I'm just really disgusted with the storyline going on Raw lately. A lot of it is bad hands that they're being dealt with injuries. A lot of it is living for one moment and not looking to the future at all. Listen to the Geekiverse, Geeks Talk Wrestling. Austin and I break that down. We literally just recorded 2 shows, 2.5 hours. I just said, I got to give my people in the Court of Nerds a little love, though. Break it down. Fastlane, don't expect too much. Don't buy into this card. Don't, you know what? If you're a huge Goldberg fan, enjoy it, relish it, get the cool moment. I enjoyed my Goldberg moments when I was 11. I grew up. You should, too. Damn, I just got pretty dark on that. Let's move on to SmackDown, the crown jewel of WWE. Oh, just kidding. Crown jewel of WWE's NXT. Let's move on to SmackDown. This show is getting weird. Weird. Randy Orton wins the Royal Rumble. Okay. That didn't do much for me. We've covered that. And now he's refusing to face Bray Wyatt at WrestleMania. As long as I am the servant and you are the master, blah, 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 blah. Fill in the blanks. And then we have a Battle Royal. That was 2 weeks ago on SmackDown where Randy Orton said he refused to face Bray Wyatt for the championship at WrestleMania. And then under the radar on Talking Smack, Daniel Bryan announces a Battle Royal for the number one contendership. Cool. Exciting match on SmackDown. Had some great moments. It's set up some things. We'll get to that in a little bit. But last two men are AJ Styles and Luke Harper. And this is from the SmackDown on Tuesday, February 21st, the 10-man Battle Royal for the number one contendership. Last two guys, Luke Harper, AJ Styles. It's pretty awesome as a wrestling fan. Those two guys, they did some good stuff. They got some chemistry there. I kind of liked what I saw there. I'm loving what I'm seeing out of Luke Harper. I've been loving what I've been seeing out of AJ Styles since like 2005, so enough on that. But this is where SmackDown lost me a little bit. AJ Styles, you know what? Call it a botch. Shout out to Matthew at Botchamania. Call it stupidity, call it ignorance, call it thinking the fans are dumb. AJ Styles clearly, oh my God, clearly hits the ground first after getting suplexed out of the ring by Luke Harper. But of course, they both fall out of the ring. And it's not like WWE has any cameras or anything. They can't replay it to see who hit first. I mean, they were only doing that in like 1995 with the British Bulldog and Shawn Michaels. But yeah, why do it in 2017? Treat us like fucking idiots. Wow, the F word. Sorry for any of those underage listeners. It just made me really angry. I don't like being treated stupid. I don't like being treated like an idiot. And that's what WWE did on SmackDown. If you mess up, you got to go with the flow. You got to go with the flow. You got to roll with the punches. AJ Styles hit that floor first. That was badly executed. That was a bad idea. Come up with a real finish. I'm just hitting my wit's end. WWE storytelling gets the worst around WrestleMania because it's for the people that don't give a crap about the story. WrestleMania has become like the Pro Bowl. Wow. Yeah, WrestleMania is now the Pro Bowl in the hardcore wrestling fans' eyes. I'm excited for the spectacle. I'm excited to say I'm watching WrestleMania. I'm not excited to watch a 50-year-old guy fight a 40-year-old guy for the championship in the main event. That's not what I watch wrestling for. Well, I just went off on a tangent there. But SmackDown, they said we're going to have an answer on the next week's show, on the February 28th show of SmackDown, whatever that means. They probably said it on Talking Smack. I don't watch Talking Smack every week because I do have a life outside of professional wrestling, believe it or not. I do not have 4 hours every night to keep up with wrestling. That's another show for another time. I got to stop saying that. I am the king of tangents. But what I'm saying right now is SmackDown's the only thing that's kind of up in the air right now. Raw kind of seems set in stone. The only two matches I'm seeing set in stone on SmackDown, Baron Corbin, Dean Ambrose, Intercontinental title, and then Psy, gag bags, people. And I love The Miz, but I'm saying gag bag. The Miz and Maurice versus John Cena and Nikki Bella. That is so written into stone that it makes me want to barf and barf and barf and barf and barf. Another year, another WWE waste Undertaker John Cena opportunity. If you're saving that for Undertaker's last match, that is risky. These are guys that have been doing this for a very long time. Anything could happen. I'm frustrated. I miss loving WrestleMania, but it's just the most frustrating time of the year because we're told it's the Super Bowl of wrestling when it's really just an all-star show. And that's what it's turned into. It used to be a star-building show. It used to be a wrestling show. And now it's just a show to get people more eyes on it. Whatever. You got to make money, but there are better ways to do it without spitting in the face of your dedicated fans. SmackDown's kind of a mess right now. in a good way. I hated the ending to this week's show. Truly hated the ending because I don't like being treated stupid, like I said. And the fans should not like being treated stupid. And I'm glad that the crowd blew up at that ending. I have no idea what they're doing. For some reason, I don't feel like Randy Orton is going to be in the main event match for the championship. I'm buying into this Wyatt family thing for some reason. For some reason, I feel like they want to get weird with that. Randy Orton winning the Royal Rumble was kind of whatever. People were weirded out about it from the beginning. I think they kind of see that. And I kind of think that they're seeing that Luke Harper's got something going on here. You know, I mean, you know, it's not just guys like me that are seeing his skill and talent and value in the ring or on the mic or in front of the camera or anything. I think the mainstream fans are hitting it. He had a great match with Randy Orton in Elimination Chamber. And why not? If you're going to have Randy Orton be in the main event, which, you know, I could see him totally not doing. I would totally believe it if he said at WrestleMania Randy Orton did not fight for the championship. I think they're kind of committed to that. But at the same time, if Randy Orton is in that match, it'll be Luke Harper, Bray Wyatt, and Randy Orton. That makes me excited. That's different. That's very different. That leaves the door open for a lot of different directions. And I think Raw could learn a couple things from SmackDown. SmackDown's a little all over the place with the women's division, the Intercontinental Championship, the Tag Team Championship, and the WWE Championship is late, but it's the best wrestling show on television. I say that because since the draft, SmackDown has developed this trust with me. Every time SmackDown has disappointed me, they have come back. And even while disappointing me in some sloppy finishes like they did this past week, the match quality has been out of this world. The storytelling has been better. The characters are better. The personalities are better. The GMs are better, even though it's been a little inconsistent lately. You know, it's just, it's a wrestling fan show where Raw is kind of, you know, Raw is like a weekly Pro Bowl. It's like, hey, what big name can we get this week to get ratings up? It's not a wrestling show anymore. It's not for the wrestling fans anymore. It's to push Roman Reigns. It's to push the returning old guys. Whatever. SmackDown is a wrestling fan show, and even in such flux, I do have a point here. I am getting to a point. I'm sorry. I have a lot of thoughts going through my head. But even with SmackDown kind of a mess right now, I still have faith in it. One, they have John Cena. Two, they have AJ Styles. Three, they have The Miz. Four, they have Bray Wyatt as champion. In 5 and 6, they have Randy Orton and Luke Harper. No idea what's going to happen with that. I played a little fantasy booking. I'll do it for SmackDown while I'm talking right now, because I think Raw is set in stone. You got Jericho and Owens. Yeah, Goldberg and Brock. You got, I think it's obvious it's going to revolve around Bayley, Charlotte, and Sasha Banks for the women's title. That's not as obvious, obviously, because Nia Jax is out there. You could have an NXT girl, a woman come up. There's a couple things I play there. The tag team title, pre-show, we're not going to talk about that. Tag team title for SmackDown, probably pre-show, we're not going to talk about that. But SmackDown's Women's Championship, you got Becky Lynch in play. You got Nikki Bella in play if they smarten up and get away from that mixed tag match at WrestleMania. Natalya's been having some in-ring stuff. Don't care for her character. Doesn't suit her. She's been better on the mic, but there's just something... I don't know. It's just one of those things that I have a hard time explaining. I think Natalya's kind of had a hard time connecting with the fans, and nothing they do seems to click with me personally. Maybe I'm just in the minority there. I enjoy her wrestling skill, but I don't see Natalya getting in the title picture. I don't see Nikki Bella getting in the title picture. Like, you got to go Becky Lynch, Mickie James, Alexa Bliss, and you pray that Naomi is healthy, and you could have a fun Fatal 4-Way there, you know. And I'm not a multi-person match whore, but, they're going to cram people into 205 Live in the women's matches and the tag team matches to get all the faces on their show. That's what's going to happen. So, you know, that's why I kind of think like that. I think based on what I think is going to happen, not what I want to happen. But SmackDown, I think you've got a lot of good things at play, even as the show is messed up thanks to John Cena needing a 16th title reign for no reason at the Royal Rumble. But look for that. This next week's SmackDown show is going to be a must watch. I think we'll know our WrestleMania main event coming out of that show. There's not another pay-per-view, before WrestleMania for SmackDown. They've got to start building it. They absolutely have to start building it. Well, that's I can't talk about wrestling anymore. I just talked for 2.5 hours about wrestling. You want me to dig deeper on that stuff? Check the Geekiverse, geekiverse.com. We'll have it on the thecourtofnerds.com whenever Austin gets around to posting that. It'll be there. This is enough talk for now. SmackDown is in flux. Raw makes me want to puke. The storytelling has been very frustrating all around. There's just no consistency. There's no patience. And there's been bad luck with injuries. And there's I just don't see a long-term vision. And I don't need to see something a year out. I need to see something that you got to plan for a guy for at least 2 to 3 months going forward. You should, when you put a belt on somebody, you commit to them. You don't just do it to do it. You just don't do it for a stat. And I think WWE has fallen into this vicious cycle of just being so infatuated with stats and social media things that you can put out there that people are going to gobble up. You got to be there for the people that put money in your pocket. You got to be there for the people that are there for you 365 days a year. I understand you have to appeal to the mainstream crowd. And you can do that in different ways. But it doesn't all have to be mainstream. And that's where I want to leave this talk. For you guys that don't watch WWE like me, this is a great time to be involved. These are the people you know. I get it. It works. It's how people get involved into wrestling. They see their favorite stars from their childhood and they start watching again and they get hooked. I get it. It doesn't mean I have to like it. It doesn't mean I have to enjoy it. I am a storytelling freak. I want to see good storytelling. I want to see cohesive stories. I want to see stories that make sense. And I want to see great matches. And when I look at the WrestleMania card, I don't see it. Again, I see another disappointing WrestleMania on the horizon. I see another drawn-out, 7-hour mainstream show. But whatever. Let's talk about some other stuff. It's been a while. I'm feeling healthy again for the first time in a while. Flu knocked me off my ass for a while there, but yeah. There are two new shows out there in the Nerdiverse. Oh, sorry to steal the Geekiverse's name with the Nerdiverse there. That was weird, but Legion on FX. Weird, good, different, unique, beautifully shot, fantastically casted. Slow burn through and through, but great storytelling. Watch Legion on FX. Catch up if you haven't seen the first two episodes. Absolutely worth it. Noah Hawley has got something very special brewing there. I think there could be something very special there. I had some issues with the first episode while still jumping on the fan club. There is some room for improvement, but the show is going to make those strides. And another one that I talked about in my newscasts a lot, was Powerless on NBC. Oh my goodness! This show's fantastic! It's hilarious! It's funny! Alan Tudyk, Vanessa Hudgens, Danny Pudi. Great show! It's Office NBC comedy in the DC-verse. It's hilarious! You know, Alan Tudyk takes some cues from Michael Scott. Vanessa Hudgens is fantastically talented. Say what you will about her, but she found a fit on that show. And that's a show of a much watch. That's on NBC. Catch up on that if you haven't seen that. Like I said, today is February 23rd. Something big on the horizon is Logan. Oh, my goodness. Logan is out on, I believe it is March 6th. March 3rd. March 3rd. That is a Friday, March 3rd. Obviously, earlier debuts Thursday, March 2 that night. Oh, my goodness. This has got, on Rotten Tomatoes right now, it's got a 96% approval rating. I don't like to read reviews beforehand. I really like to try and avoid that. I've read a couple reviews for Logan. You guys, see this movie. People are calling this the best X-Men Wolverine movie, one of the best comic book movies of all time. Patrick Stewart, Hugh Jackman, Logan. It's going to be unlike anything we've seen from these characters. I'm seeing a review right now. It's awesome. Logan is a superhero movie for people who don't like superhero movies. There's no post-credits scene. I'm very excited for Logan. It's 2.5 hours long. It's going to have an X-Men, just dark, gritty feel. Thursday, March 2nd. Of course, they say it's Friday, March 3rd, but everybody can see it before midnight, Thursday, March 2nd. Get your butts out there and do it. I have no idea if Grant's going to be able to see it that night. One of us will have a review up that night. If Grant's unable to see it that opening night, I will handle it. I'm sure Drew and John probably will see it that weekend, but look for me, thecourtofnerds.com, Logan Review. We'll have that up Friday for you freaks. We like to start with the non-spoiler version, then we give you idiots a week to watch it, and then we spoil the shit out of it. So watch out for that. Man, I'm just swearing up a storm tonight. Sorry. I've been up since 6 a.m. today. It's 11 p.m. I need to get the heck out of here. We are going to be without a studio next week, so look for That So Brave. And on about Tuesday or Wednesday, I'm going to record a show that's going to be, I'll cover all the four pillars, the five pillars, the six pillars, the seven pillars of nerdery. I'll do a Ben cast for the Court of Nerds, and we'll call it a That's So Brave and umbrella. But yeah, check for that. You know, it's good to be back. Sorry if I was a little all over the place, jazzed up on coffee. Been talking wrestling since about 8 o'clock. I need to go to bed. So until next time, Benjamin Raven, thecourtofnerds.com, Court of Nerds on Facebook, The Court of Nerds on Twitter. You can find me at Benjamin S. Raven on Twitter, Benjamin Raven on Facebook, thecourtofnerds.com. Reach out to us. You want to see something? You want to hear about something? You got something to say? Reach out to us. We're always there. We're here for you guys. Good to be back. Thanks for listening.